Among cancer hospitals, Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa has a reputation as one of the best in the country. U.S. News and World Report recently ranked the facility as the 16th best in the nation. But the Treatment Center and Research Institute is also paying thousands of dollars to lobbyists in Tallahassee that are also registered lobbyists for tobacco companies. Mark Ferrillo is with the group Progress Florida, which reported on this seeming conflict of interest on its website today.
Well, if you look up the directory of registered lobbyists in the Florida database, you will see that there are a number of lobbyists who are registered to represent both the Moffitt Cancer Center and cigarette manufacturers, cigar manufacturers, chewing tobacco manufacturers, and, you know, that just struck me as really kind of sickly ironic relationship, and so that's what led to me posting this blog.
It seems like a conflict of interest among these lobbyists to be working for different people. We know in politics and the like, sometimes this happens, but something as serious as cancer, and then to be advocating for tobacco, which is the reason the Moffitt Center in some ways, you know, is out there doing their work, seems to be quite contradictory. Have you had a chance to speak from somebody at Moffitt about this?
You know, I sent Moffitt a letter a couple weeks ago because I really wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt. I have a lot of respect for that hospital, and I've always been a fan of it since my days as a student at USF. I sent them a letter asking them about why they had chosen to do this and how do they justify it, and I really haven't received any response at all except that, you know, they'll pass on my letter to the appropriate person.
You know, you mentioned, Mark, here in your posting regarding how, and this is something that we just certainly discussed on the evening news, about raising a cigarette tax, because as Florida looking at a really rough budget year, that seemed to be, Florida has one of the lower cigarette taxes in the country, and there was thoughts that this could raise a good deal of cash this year. It ultimately did not happen. As you bring up in your post, again, there's some of these lobbyists could be working both sides of the aisle on that particular issue.
Yeah, you have to wonder if you're a lobbyist and you represent a cancer hospital that gets millions of dollars every year from the tax on tobacco and cigarettes, and you also represent the cigarette manufacturers that are adamantly opposed to it, what do you do? And I think it would be in the best interest of the Moffitt Cancer Center if they had lobbyists on their payroll where that type of conflict would never even enter in their mind, and that they would be lobbying as aggressively as possible to increase the cigarette tax, which reduces smoking, which would reduce cancer rates, and generate much-needed revenue.